This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. We ended the show last night discussing the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, the standoff that was taking place there, and that's where we begin the show tonight. Although it's a different crew in the studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
So last night, if you recall, there were four occupiers remaining at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The FBI was in MRAPs. Those are mine-resistant armored personnel carriers. And they were inching forward. And at the time we went off the air, I believe the four occupiers said that they were about 50 yards away, meaning the FBI was closing in. They were about 50 yards away. They were hoping to overnight have a state representative from Nevada, Michelle Fiore, who had called this radio program, YouTube channel that was live streaming. She called. She said, I've just landed in Oregon. Can somebody get the FBI to take me out there and I can help negotiate this? And I went to bed last night thinking, when I wake up, there's going to be four dead people in Burns, Oregon. And I must say that I was very relieved to find out that I was wrong. The four occupiers have survived, and, well, they're in federal custody, as is Cliven Bundy, who's the father of Eamon Bundy, who is the guy that started the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
How did they get him?
They got him at the airport in Portland. Not sure if he arrived in Portland with Michelle Fiore or if he arrived separately, but they got him in Portland. And it's interesting that they, not so much that they got him, but what they got him on, because he was not part of the occupation.
Right. Yeah. And this is where anything you say, any post on social media, anything you put in an email, hey, the feds are going to use it against you.
Yes. If they choose to take you down, they'll use it. They'll right. use it as an excuse. And of course, all three of us have said plenty over the years that if they chose to, they'd take us down in a heartbeat and use it against us, and we probably wouldn't have any any defense.
There's probably something that I said that could be taken completely out of context that I said this afternoon to a legislative committee hearing in Concord, that if the feds wanted to, they could interpret the, if you pass this, I guarantee I will not let people forget. They could interpret that as some kind of something.
Yeah. Big threat.
What I meant was, I will make sure that, you know, everybody that votes for it, it will be known. Like, I'll buy ads if I have to.
You'll make a video of it, you'll name every one of them, put a picture of them, and, you know,
I'll send out mailers if I have to. Like, you know, I will make sure that people remember who votes for a 2,500% pay raise for legislators in New Hampshire.
So, and what does that bring the amount to? It's at what?
$100
a year. The proposal is to bump it up to $2,500 a year.
And who has proposed this? Who's the sponsor of this silly thing?
A bunch of state reps on the election law committee, of all places. Wow. But yeah, the point that I was making was just, you know, like I said, I will not let people forget, and some federal agent somewhere could take that out of context and be like, oh yeah, he's threatening these people. Which, that's not what I did at all. I just told them, if you pass this, or actually anybody that votes for it, I will make sure that people remember who voted for it.
So, Chris, do you have any idea what Bundy might have said or said on his social media outlet that might have gotten him in hot water that they're using against him?
Yeah, well, I get the updates from Bundy Ranch, and this was the email that was sent out, and it's been quoted in a couple news articles I read, but the quote from it is, Wake up, America. Wake up, we people. Wake up, patriots. Wake up, militia. It's time. Clive and Bundy is headed to the Harney County Resource Center, refuge in Burns, Oregon. Your presence is requested now. We must be louder than they are. We must act right now. So that was the email blast, and that went out, and I have no idea how many subscribers they have on this, a lot, but I know a lot of those subscribers are with news organizations and undoubtedly with the federal government. So that was the latest thing I've heard. Other than that, Clive and Bundy's been absolutely supportive of the actions out there for all the right reasons, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so Fox,
they took out the leader immediately. They didn't let the guy, you know, probably get out of the airport, and I guess they are hoping that because they take the head off the snake, in this case the rancher,
but again,
rancher, that they're gonna end it right now. But he did, it just sounded like his email says that he was getting involved. It's well, like they got his son, and now he says he was staying out of it, and now he's got a reason to come into it because they got his family.
So here's a guy who comes into it, what, over a month?
40 days.
40 days.
It's been 40 days.
Since they occupied, but it's been, you know, several months since Amen and everybody else was
right
on the ground.
It was October of last year when Amen Bundy and some of the others first discussed it, so that's where the conspiracy to impede a federal officer begins, is October of last year.
Right.
So what they got Cliven with, and you may recall, Cliven Bundy was the rancher involved in the BLM situation about 2 years ago. He was arrested and charged with conspiracy, assault on a federal officer, obstruction, quote, and other crimes, end quote, from Fox News, was arrested at the Portland airport. A criminal complaint filed Thursday stems from Bundy's role at the center of a tense April 2014 standoff with federal officials. It involved Bundy's supporters pointing military-style weapons at federal agents trying to enforce a court order to round up Bundy's cattle from federal ranch land, or rangeland near his ranch. He was arrested Wednesday night when he arrived at the Portland International Airport from Las Vegas. Now, here's my question.
Why, it may be mine, too. Go ahead.
Why did they not arrest him before he left Las Vegas? Because TSA agents arrest people all the time for things.
Usually for bottled water or a cigarette lighter.
No, generally they won't arrest you for bottled water or a cigarette lighter, but if you've got a warrant and they know that you've got a warrant, they will detain you until, you know, some other person with actual arrest authority comes along.
Perhaps the act of actually getting on the plane and traveling via plane is going to actually increase the charges against him. Because
but getting on an airplane has nothing to do with assault on a federal officer.
Getting on an airplane has
nothing to do with obstruction.
I wonder if that's from the previous Occupy.
If anything.
It's
getting
all
on
from the previous thing.
Okay, well then that's when they've got all this.
Yeah, you're right. What they're doing is they're saying that because you inspired these people in Nevada, and God forbid those people had rifles and might have been actually pointing at federal agents that were doing something that was questionable under the Constitution, but we won't go there, that this is what you're charging you with. And, Daryl, you're absolutely right. Why the heck didn't they arrest him in Vegas? Why didn't they, if they felt so sure about their case, why didn't they go out to the ranch and arrest him? It's not like where this guy's at is a big secret. It's not like he's hiding out in a cave. He's on a ranch.
Right. Yeah, well, what do you think? Any ideas why the FBI did not just arrest him when he showed up to the airport in Las Vegas? Why did they let him fly all the way to Portland to wind up arresting him for something that happened 2 years ago? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Of course, you don't have to talk about Oregon. You don't have to talk about Clive and Bundy. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. And later on tonight, something that we teased last night, the story claiming that libertarians are the single biggest demographic of the electorate. We'll talk about that, as well as Windows 3.1 taking down an entire airport. And, of course, at the end of the night, if we have time, Conan has a game of the week. that we didn't get to last week, so we'll try to fit that in tonight. And, of course, your thoughts, your calls, 855-450-FREE, or if you have Skype, username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking. 24 hours a day, she was shedding all the time. And it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Your calls, your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about Cliven Bundy being arrested and the end to the standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. But, of course, as I said, your calls, your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Chris in Indiana, we will get to you in just a second. But first, before we do, I want to make sure that I let you know that there is only one day left. Only one day left to order from Sherry's Berries to get it in time for Valentine's Day. That's because Valentine's Day is this Sunday. And, you know, if you've got one of those significant others that you want to show that you love, there's lots of ways you can do it, but the best way is to show you love them through their stomach by going to Sherry's Berries and getting, for if you use code FTL, you can get some hand-dipped berries starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings, and you can double that for just $10 more. Again, when you go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. They've got delicious strawberries that are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, or nuts, and delivery is always guaranteed. Again, berries.com, code FTL, and there's only one day left to order to guarantee that it gets delivered by Valentine's Day. Now, back to the phones, and we have Chris in Indiana calling in about projection maps. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, John.
Good evening. You're on the radio. What are your thoughts on projection maps?
I was just going to say, man, I was looking this up about the rectangular maps. I promise I won't mention flat Earth. I'm just saying.
Do the rectangular maps prove that the Earth is flat or that it is not?
No, there's two different rectangular maps. And if one should be taught in school, it should be the Peters projection map, which is not shown. This Mercator projection map is totally false and a fraud. And I have absolute proof right now. Because look, when you look up on Google Map, Alaska looks way bigger than Mexico. When you look up in any geographical thing that tells you what the square mileage is for every country, it shows Alaska is 663,000 square miles, and Mexico is 761 square miles. Yet, on the Mercator projection map, Alaska is, like, way bigger than Mexico. But then when you go over to the Peters projection map, it's to scale.
So this is what confuses me, because I've heard some flat Earth folks reference Google Earth. Isn't Google Earth made up of satellites that orbit something?
It's mostly highliner jets. I don't know that any of it comes from satellites, actually.
I know some of it does.
Absolutely. But it's all composite. It's all pieced together, and they, of course...
Right, but Google did not create the Mercator projection map. That was created long, long, long time ago. So if you just go into a Google image search, or Yahoo, or Bing, or any of the other search engines, and type in map of the world, it's most likely going to show you the Mercator projection map. And I've actually pulled up here...
The Mercator projection map is totally wrong. It should be the Peters projection map. Called Peters projection map, which is actually the real scale of what the... Because, like, Africa is way bigger than the United States, but the Mercator projection map almost looks like the United States is, like, the same size. And same thing with Greenland compared to Australia. And Greenland is a very small island compared to Africa and Australia. But on Mercator, it's bigger, way bigger.
Right.
Well,
I'm looking at a picture here where they have the Peters projection over, or the Mercator projection overlaid on top of the Peters projection. And both of them appear to just have things stretched a little differently. So the Mercator projection just stretches the northern hemisphere a little bit. The Peters projection appears to stretch the southern hemisphere a little bit. And really the only way to wind up getting an accurate depiction of what the globe actually looks like is to look at something that is round. When you try to put something that's two or three dimensional
yes.
on two dimensions, you're going to totally lose something.
And not round, spherical.
No, but look at the area of the area of square miles of what
yes.
this is listed in like a Natural Geographic magazine.
I'm not saying that Alaska is bigger than it is. I'm saying that both maps skew things in different manners.
And
they're both wrong as far as maps go. The only way that you can get an accurate depiction of what the world should look like is on a globe, not a two-dimensional drawing of any kind.
And here's a fun experiment, kids. You can try at home.
Two different things. Then why are there two different versions of it then?
There's more than two. I've seen at least three dozen various ways that people have done the map.
I guess,
in what they skew and offset try to represent a three-dimensional thing in two dimensions. Chris, thank you for the call.
I think it really depends on who created the map and who they represent. So if you're an American or a European, of course, you're gonna
make your part bigger.
You're gonna the map is gonna be centered on your locale, and you're gonna make your locale look as big as possible. This is being the biggest in the room syndrome. Unless you are really trying to get to the truth and try to represent the actual size, and then of course I'm looking at the Peter Gall or the Gall Peters projection, and you could almost fit if you squeeze a North America and South America tight together, you could almost fit it into Africa. It's just a little bit bigger actually, according to this picture that I'm looking at. It's a pretty big
right, and the Peters projection again, it's got stuff sort of stretched upwards and
right. Yeah, Greenland is still really big on the Peters Gall
right.
map.
Greenland is still big on the map, but stuff is stretched to where it's tall. Brazil does not look what is shown on this Peters projection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brazil is something a little closer to what's depicted on the Mercator projection. And Africa is not as long as what they're depicting in the Peters projection. So neither one of these two maps is accurate. And no two-dimensional map is going to accurately represent what is a three-dimensional thing.
Well, I think it can. So, for example, if you take an orange.
Oh, right. There is that one sort of thing where it's got seven legs or whatever.
Exactly. That's how you do it. And that's a fun experiment, kids. You can try at home. Draw the continents poorly onto an orange. Cut off the peels, and you will have an accurate projection of a sphere. If the Earth were flat, it would be really super easy to do a projection map, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good-looking map, actually.
I'm just saying.
What do you think? Maps? No maps? Are they all frauds? This is
today more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
When the temperature starts to drop, it helps to have a legend under the hood. No, not the kind that swings a giant axe and enjoys the camaraderie of oversized cattle. We're talking Napa Legend and Legend Premium Batteries. Buy one today, and you'll get up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. That's $20 back, and the comfort of knowing you're riding along with a real legend. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 2/29/16.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started the show talking about Clive and Bundy being arrested and the non-violent, no bloodshed resolution to the Malheur wildlife standoff. We did not actually conclude the story about Clive and being arrested or tell you how the standoff ended. The we in studio tonight is me, Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
So, Chris, I know you sort of followed this a good bit, the Malheur situation, as well as the Bundy Ranch situation from a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And that's actually what Cliven was arrested for, were things related to the standoff from 2014. And the BLM, that's the Bureau of Land Management, said at the time of the 2014 standoff that Clive and Bundy owed over $1 million in fees and penalties for trespassing cattle on federal property without a permit over 20 years. Bundy refuses to acknowledge federal authority over those lands. And the standoff then began after the BLM impounded Bundy's cattle that were found on federal property. However, federal agents later backed down and allowed Bundy supporters to turn the cattle loose. And, well, the federal agents did not back down in Malheur in Burns, Oregon. By the way, Clive and Bundy arrested and charged with conspiracy, assault on a federal officer, obstruction, and, quote, other crimes, end quote, according to Fox News.
the Malcure situation that, if you were listening to the show last night, you remember we were discussing and listening to a live stream of a phone call last night that was happening, and the four people that were at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge last night were fearing that they would not be waking up this morning, and luckily they did, although they are not free individuals. They are all incarcerated. However, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge that is now absent occupiers is not open to the public. The federal agencies are saying that the Malheur Wildlife Refuge will remain closed for weeks as investigators check for explosives, gather evidence, and help the Burns Paiute tribe assess damage to their cultural artifacts. The artifacts, by the way, that everyone who visited said still were covered in dust. So it would be very difficult to destroy something and then cover it in dust very quickly to make it appear as though you did not touch it. The story here from OregonLive.com says that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies will move methodically to document alleged crimes and assess damage. According to Greg Bretzing, the FBI special agent in charge of Oregon, he also said the arrest of 25 occupiers in recent days shows that taking over federal property with the threat of violence, quote, will not be tolerated in the United States, adding, I hope that message has gotten out clearly, end quote. The work of clearing the refuge started after the last four occupiers surrendered Thursday morning, giving up on a siege that started January 2nd. Bretzing said the first task for agents was to sweep the buildings at the refuge headquarters 30 miles southeast of Burns to ensure that protesters, or rather to ensure that no protesters were lurking.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, one of the things that drove me nuts was the protesters from the very beginning said, we're in here now, and this place is a pigsty. Not only that, but we've got, like, there's Native American artifacts that are just, like, piled into cardboard boxes. Looks like they haven't been touched in God knows how long. Nothing's taken care of. First thing they did was, we're going to go in and clean everything up. They'll get charged for that. Unlawful cleaning.
Right. There are charges of, you know, like, improving property without permission or some sort of weird thing. We had a story a while back about a town councilor down in Massachusetts that he got tired of waiting on the select board to vote to allow the town to expend money to paint the crosswalks. So he went out, bought paint himself, painted the crosswalks, and then was charged with a crime and told that he had to pay $4,000 for the town to undo what he did and paint it properly.
So I've been rereading 1984 just because I reread a ton of books, and that's horrifying. Just one I hadn't hit in a while, and it's such doublespeak, you know, because they'll say this stuff in the same breath they'll say, and don't forget, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge belongs to all of us. Mm-hmm. It belongs to every one of you. Well, if it's mine, why can't I take care of these Indian artifacts that you guys have been neglecting forever?
And technically, since you are reading 1984, you should know this. It is not doublespeak. It's newspeak and doublethink.
Thank
but
you.
Everybody gets those wrong this instead guy. Of doublespeak.
This guy over here. So there are a lot of pothole Robin Hooders out there in the country. I see them.
Yes.
I see news reports on my time. Do you know of any cases where these people have been taken to task by the government? Government agencies who are saying, hey, you can't be doing this.
I've seen stories of people being charged, but I've never seen a follow-up of what happened after they were charged. I've never seen if those charges were dropped. I've never seen if those people wound up being convicted in court. But I have seen news stories of people being charged.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing? It's, you know, we're here, we're doing this, we're taking care of the roads for you, for your own good, for your safety, for your protection. Just make sure you don't try to do it yourself for your protection, for your safety, for your kids, for whatever reason, because that couldn't possibly take place. You can't possibly.
But Conan, without the government, who would neglect the roads?
Well, I mean, hey, I can neglect the roads. My driveway is looking pretty crappy. It's pretty neglected. I could do a pretty good job of neglecting.
And it sounds like the Mount Huir Wildlife Refuge was being neglected by federal agents until some occupiers showed up and started cleaning the place, and now they've all been run off. Most of them fled the compound in the days after the spokesman of the group, Robert Lavoie Finicombe, was shot and killed. As the story here from Oregon Live says, as he tried to flee police, but if you watch the video, it was a setup. Okay, so they had this road blocked, and according to one of the people that was there, the police opened fire before he ever got out of the vehicle. There are bullet holes in the front window of his pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
That don't happen when you're shooting somebody that's outside of the truck. That happens when you're shooting somebody or shooting at somebody driving down a road.
Stormtroopers would totally hit that window if they were shooting at you outside your truck, because they can't hit nothing.
And I just got to hand it to the FBI for possibly the biggest screw-up in releasing that video. You could have released that video like a Zapruder film 20 years ago, and everybody kind of would have gone, well, it kind of looks like that's what's going on. But now I see these posts come across, slowed down and digitally enhanced, slowed down 800%, digitally enhanced, combined with narration from, you know, the witnesses that were in the vehicle. So, yeah, I mean, not to tip off the feds anything, but geez, guys, I mean, you can't just throw that stuff out there and not expect your work to be picked
right
apart.
Right, slow down because what was released was sped up, or slow down so they can discuss and
so
real
you can
time.
See details that right. were not obvious at the normal speed.
Right. So let me just give my thoughts here, because I think we did talk about it the night the video came out. And I had watched it, and I said, wow, it does look like he's pointing something. And I later heard somebody explain he was pointing his finger at one of the agents that had shot him. He reached to his left because he had been shot, and then pointed at the agent that shot him. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Was Robert Lavoie Finicombe pointing a gun or a finger?
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. We'll get back to the story here about the standoff in Oregon coming to an end. And, you know, while they were there, they were asking people to send them snacks because apparently they did not take enough food with them. And, you know, you could have sent them snacks and saved 25% or more on the things that you sent to the occupiers. But since they're not there anymore, and you can't send snacks to prison, you can buy snacks for yourself and save 25% or more when you save at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com. And the catch is you have to use Bitcoin. Or I shouldn't say have to use Bitcoin. You get to use Bitcoin and save on things that you would buy from Amazon. So go to saveatpurse.com, sign up for an account, and then go to Amazon, put some things in a wish list, put the wish list in your account there at saveatpurse.com, and save 5, 10, 15, 25% or more when you save at Purse. That's saveatpurse.com. So back now to Oregon, where the story from OregonLive.com is saying that federal agents expect the Mount Huer Wildlife Refuge to be closed, quote, for weeks, while investigators check for explosives, gather evidence, and help assess the damage to cultural artifacts. That, according to every witness that was there, were sort of in disarray and covered in dust and not being taken care of by the federal agents before the occupiers showed up. But now the federal authorities are saying that, you know, it's going to take us time. And they're estimating that the place will be closed again for weeks. At a news conference in Burns hours after the occupation ended earlier today,
the guy, Special Agent Brett Zing, who was in charge of the situation there, described a long process to get the refuge, quote, back to normal. And Harney County Sheriff David Ward described what he expects to be a long process to heal division in the community. He urged people to abandon social media and sit down over coffee to discuss their differences. And, you know, I have to say that I did not think at the beginning of this situation, did not think that I would be agreeing with Harney County Sheriff David Ward. But I do think that people really do need to get off of Facebook and have personal conversations and personal interactions again.
Ugh. In the same room?
That's generally where personal interactions take place, is in the same room.
That means I'd have to put pants on.
Yeah, sounds kind of icky.
Comb my hair.
You don't have to put on pants. You can wear shorts. You don't have to put on shoes. You can wear flip-flops.
I'm not wearing
shorts. You don't have
shorts.
To leave your house. You can invite them over to your house.
It's 10 degrees outside. I'm not wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, nobody's showing
but
up
they
in this
can
kind of
go
weather.
Into your house.
They ain't coming to my house either. Kind of nonsense are you speaking?
Why do you hate
people? I'm
telling you. You've had people to your house before.
Yeah, like twice a year.
Do I not count as people? I come to your house more than twice a year.
That was work related.
Ah, okay.
You're putting on a show.
Yes, we do.
No, I don't know that getting in the same room and actually having these. I will say that being in the same room with someone you disagree with, the conversation does seem to be more tactful, more civilized.
Yes.
Whereas it's really easy to go off the rails if you're talking to someone you don't like, if you know you got the interwebs in between you.
Right, because it gives people sort of that feeling of distance, mm-hmm. if you will, of I can say whatever the bleep I want
and safety. Like you know, you're not going to get slapped because of something you say, because what are they going to do? Come over to your house? They don't know where you live.
I've seen videos where people have gone over to somebody's house with a can of bear mace because of something that was said on the internet. Something that did not happen on the internet is the caucuses and the primaries. We've got Tom in New Hampshire calling in about the caucus. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing that I learned that is very encouraging, and that was when I met Ted Cruz at one of his town halls, he went on to observe that, you know, it's very bad for a candidate to say that they are against ethanol subsidies in Iowa because, you know, so many people just are willing to sell their vote to the highest bidder, and they'll gladly go to war if it means more overtime at the shipyard. But he came out against ethanol subsidies, and he won in Iowa. And I think that is encouraging about, you know, the Iowa caucus goers. They figure that defeating the Islamic State is more important than getting ethanol subsidies. So I just want to pass that along.
Do you think that it could just be that people have realized that the subsidies are actually wind up causing more problems than they solve? It's the ethanol subsidies that have served at least partially to increase fuel prices. Ethanol subsidies have served partially to increase food cost and take food out of the food supply because people are growing corn for fuel, not corn for food. There's another subsidy that causes people to want to grow corn for food to give to pigs because it's cheaper than giving them grains and other things that a pig would actually eat in the wild. So the subsidies have actually wound up causing more, I would say, you know, they've been more harmful than any positive. So do you think people have realized that?
Across the country they have, but see, this is like ripping off people from Alaska to Florida and giving all this money to some people in Iowa. And so they were the ones that were going to be getting, their economy was going to benefit from ethanol subsidies. And they still, Ted Cruz still came out with the best vote percentage on the Republican side of the Republican caucuses in Iowa.
Right. I know that Ted Cruz wound up winning the Iowa caucus. I'm not disputing that. And yes, I know that people in Iowa get more of the ethanol subsidies than people in Florida or New Hampshire or anywhere else in the state. I'm not denying that. But the question I'm asking And it's not the question that you answered, so I'll ask it again. Do you think the people have realized that the subsidies overall are a net negative, not a net benefit? Well, yes, they are getting money because of the subsidy. Do you think they're realizing all the added cost that it's adding to everything else, so therefore it's costing them more than they're getting?
I suspect in Iowa they're getting more than it's costing them, and, but even so, and I don't know that. I don't know whether it's costing Iowa people more than they're getting back either. So
I don't know if that was that big of an issue in this. I think more talk was with Cruz was, you know, his appeal to the evangelicals. What are you going to do about ISIS? Who's likely to end up creating more jobs and things like that? I don't know that the average Iowa caucus goer really was thinking about corn subsidies.
Yeah, I suspect that this is very low on the bullet points. And the big one, this is the most disturbing, the reason he probably got the votes that he did is because of his stance on the Islamic State, on ISIS, and on Middle East in general. And all he wants to do is make the sand glass from his carpet bombing. And I think people, and it's sickening, I think people are really gung-ho when it comes to that argument. And a lot of them happen to be Republicans.
People like to bomb stuff. That's why, or at least part of why, Donald Trump wound up getting so much support, because he said, we're going to bomb the S out of them.
Well,
Tom, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob in California, listening to KAWW 1370 AM. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys talk about the projections. And I know a little bit about that. It's not a lot of people think that it's a European or American conspiracy to make our maps look like we're bigger or better.
You're talking specifically about the Mercator projection map,
right?
That somebody called in and said, it's wrong, the Peters projection is the right one. And I looked at that and I was like, that one's wrong too, just in a different way.
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. Everything is wrong if you're not using it for what it was intended to be used for. And Mercator, he's a Flemish guy in 1569, decided to make a map that showed the projections where it was a constant, all straight lines were the constant compass line, which would be great if you're sailing out on the ocean and you don't want to get lost. And
Bob, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay. We'll hold you through the news, because I definitely want to hear the history about this a little bit more. That way, you know, maybe explain to people that maybe it's not a conspiracy, or maybe it is.
Uh-oh.
This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of